Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On January 16th of 1991, as the Soviet Union was collapsing and the Cold War coming to an end, George H.W. Bush publicly announced a new campaign of American dominance, which he called the New World Order.
This is an historic moment. We have in this past year made great progress in ending the long era of conflict and Cold War. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Vladimir Putin told Oliver Stone that in the year 2000, he asked President Clinton if Russia could join NATO, which he said made the American delegation very nervous. They were not interested in world peace. They had different plans. In 1997, the Project for the New American Century was founded by William Kristol and Victoria Nuland's husband, Robert Kagan. In September of 2000, they published their agenda entitled Rebuilding America's Defenses, which outlined an ambitious and aggressive plan to achieve world dominance, starting in the Middle East and ending with Russia. The document acknowledged the fact that their world domination efforts would trouble American allies and could therefore be a long process absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. A year after publishing this, 2,000 people were murdered in the World Trade Center and blamed on a small terrorist group created by the CIA. And with this catastrophic and catalyzing event, the plan for a new American century went into action.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon, and one of the generals called me and he says, we've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq? Why? He said, I don't know. So I came back to see him a few weeks later. And by that time, we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
George H.W. Bush's son, George W., began a propaganda campaign to sell the American public on overthrowing Iraq.
I take the threat very seriously. I take the fact that he develops weapons of mass destruction very seriously. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When the lies became obvious, George W. made jokes while reveling in the blood of the innocent.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there.
Secretary of State Madeleine Albright said that murdering millions of Iraqi children was worth it.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
The power-hungry cabal, made up of close-knit families who practice multi-generational child abuse and mass mind control, began overthrowing sovereign nations, and murdering innocent civilians became the new norm for U.S. foreign policy. But their plan for global domination was failing, and starting in 2020, with the COVID scam, they began targeting U.S. citizens. They have become desperate, and they are going for broke, slaughtering innocent Palestinians to spark a war with Iran, and sacrificing the people of Ukraine to hopelessly take on Russia. These inbred families are getting old, and they are fighting for their lives. There is too much at stake for them to ever give up, which makes them more dangerous than ever. But they are few, and we are many, and they must be stopped. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil,
if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I've set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline emotions, just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Watching the midterms. then you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You want a job? You want a job?
Oh, yeah!
Support the president. You ain't support
Muslims. Think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
It's Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are 271 days, 12 hours, 29 minutes, 18 seconds off the most important election in world history. The globalists are hurtling us towards full World War III. They're now calling for Tucker Carlson to be sanctioned by the European Union. The neocons are calling for his arrest. This is all about the war on the press and the war on the people intensifying. The Republican traitors joined Democrats to kill the impeachment of the child trafficking kingpin Mayorkas. There is so much we're going to be covering today. And Lauren Witzke, a great reporter and journalist and talk show host, is to be with us in studio today. She came here to town to be on the show, but I had an emergency yesterday, so I had to leave at the start of the fourth hour that I was going to host live and deal with it. And this is just a little side note, but it gives you the climate of the left here. We have leftists, and I'm not going to get into the details of it, filing constant fake police reports on me. And there's been all sorts of stuff that's going on. They've done things in a whole bunch of Texas counties, including Travis, where they hack into the database computers of courthouses and issue arrest warrants for me from other states to Texas. So the next level of swatting for child rape and stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff that goes on. I'm not going to get into all of it, but I was going to be hosting the fourth hour today, but I'm not going to do it now because I have the police coming here so that I can brief them so they can go arrest these people because they are absolutely sick of it. And it's not just one group, but it's a bunch of them. And so and I don't tell you about this stuff. I don't complain about it. It is nonstop. And I know the same kind of crap happens to Tucker. Can you imagine being Trump? I mean, it's 50 times that, 100 times. And the left brags, ah, ha, ha, you know, Trump's running out of war chest money. Yeah, he's real popular, but he's not raising any money. Ah, ha, ha. We've got the people starting to wake up, but we do not have the Black Rocks and the New World Order behind us. So we've got you behind us. We're in this together. But this, I need your prayer. InfoWars needs your prayer because this country and the whole world needs your prayers because the globalists are moving on everybody this year. 2024 is the big one. I mean, I was literally couldn't get on the air at the start of the show because I'm talking to the police that are calling me. All right? And I'm not complaining. That's why I was going to come right on the start. I heard a few new reports that were powerful and that famous Paul Harvey, if I was the devil, updated. But that's how they plan to just weigh us down with regulations and taxes and high energy costs and crime. I'm talking about all of us. They are at war with us. Do you understand that? We don't say the globalists are the enemy, just to use that word. We don't say the Democrats are literally an enemy force. It's true. And the bigger you are in the fight against them, the more you get to get up close to them and really see what they are. And I'm telling you, they're walking, talking devils on the face of the earth. And it's a spiritual energy that energizes them. And they're satanic. They're absolutely satanic. And I've been trying for 2 weeks, and I'm behind. I'm going to start doing multiple ones a week, just with the Crowder show, because I had this whole Satanism special that I've been working on for like a month. Didn't get it shot last week. Tried to shoot it yesterday. Couldn't do that because 6 fake police reports filed yesterday. But now one of the people doing it, their identity's known, so they're going to be getting visit reportedly. So, but this is all next level swatting, ladies and gentlemen. Next level harassment, and I'm a big boy, I can take it. But that's how they take your time. It's how they take your energy. It's why you got to stay focused on God and focused on justice, and just know that God's going to carry us through this. But can you imagine if we just roll over to the New World Order, how bad it's going to be? Can you imagine how insane it would be? Because I don't let the enemy take my time any more than I have to. So I haven't really told the crew about this stuff. I haven't even, I don't even get into it. I just started saying there's a lot of stuff going on. As I've got arrows and stuff, shooting past. And God has put a defense shield up around us, but it's still not fun. So I'm gonna do the show here. And I'm also massively prepared for the broadcast despite all.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My wealth is my children in the future. And people like Tucker Carlson have the best chance of saving me and my children. So Tucker Carlson is mine. He belongs to me. And he belongs to you. And I belong to you. You understand that? These people hate us because they know we're good. We're decent. We're not perfect, but damn it, we're not out to hurt people and we believe in humanity. I played this clip 15 times probably, but I want to play it again. Pull up There Will Be Blood, the clip where the oil man explains to his cousin, and he learns this isn't his cousin, kills him later, that he has a competition in him. He doesn't like to see other people do well, including their families. And as soon as you understand that that's really how the Rothschilds and Rockefellers are, and really how the Obamas are, and really how the John Kerrys are, and really how the Tony Blairs are, and how the Pope is, total New World Order. These people hate you. They hate your stinking guts. They feel good when they see you starving and under their boot. It makes them feel powerful. And I know you're not like that, and so that's why you don't understand it, and it doesn't make sense. You see a great-looking family, great-looking husband, kids, wife come in, happy, well-behaved. They can be black, they can be brown, they can be white. You feel good seeing people successful. Or you see a great composer or a great singer or a great artist or a great football player, and it makes you feel good about humanity. You need to get it into your head, and it needs to burn in real good that our enemy is a 180 degrees opposite of that. They cannot stand anybody having success but them. And that's why they're communist. They don't care about the average person. They don't care about the environment. So they pose as the environmentalists, and they pose as the communitarians, and oh, they're going to love you. And what they are is ravenous rats who even hate each other. They're disgusting in their hierarchy, and they will be defeated. At the end of the day, they're Satanist. Yeah, play the clip again, folks, because this illustrates it all. But just imagine this attitude turned up on 10. Go ahead and play it.
I have a competition in me. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
That part of me is gone. Working and not succeeding. All my failures has left me. I just don't care.
Well, if it's in me, it's in you. There are times when I look at people and I see nothing worth liking. I want to earn enough money I can get away from everyone.
What will you do about your boy?
I don't know. Maybe it'll change. Does your sound come back to you? I don't know. Maybe no one knows that. Doctor might not know that.
Where's his mother?
I don't want to talk about those things. I see the worst in people, Henry. I don't need to look past seeing them to get all I need. I've built up my hatreds over the years, little by little. Having you here gives me a second breath. I I can't keep doing this on my own. With these people.
They want us dead. That's not hyperbole. That's not hype. That's real. They want you dead. 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 I have a stack of mainstream news and new major scientific studies that it's over 20 million dead from the shots. And cancer is the highest ever recorded, shooting straight up. And they're saying, oh, the young people are all having heart attacks. And they're all getting cancer now. We don't know what's happening. And they got billboards and TV shows and public service announcements about it. Because they're murdering us. And people tune in. You know, Glenn Beck years ago, he goes, I tune into that Alex Jones and he's scary. Buddy, I ain't scary. I'm just the light pointing at what's scary. I know this is real. Now it's out in the open. And that's the best part about this, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's going to be able to deny things anymore. Hell, how can you deny what's going on right now? All right, I got all this news to hit. I am beyond pissed off and almost didn't do the show today. I don't want to start screaming and blowing up on air. It's not good for anybody. But I tell you what, man. I just feel like I could just unscrew these people's heads. I know I could, too. And, you know, I built up my hatred for these people over the years. But you know what? That'll kill you. It certainly had an effect on me physically. So I've turned loose the hate. And I do this because I love my family and I care about you. Because if you aren't doing well, my family's not going to be doing well. These people don't understand that. That when they crap all over everything, that affects them. And that's why they're so unhappy, is because they are projecting nothing but destruction on the rest of us. And we just have to admit what we're up against and admit that lying down and denying what's going on and sticking our heads in the sand is going to get us all killed. Oh, boy. You know, let's do something fun. Here. Let's set aside them trying to arrest Tucker Carlson for free speech. Let's just, and what that means for everybody. And let's just set aside Mayorkas and all the child trafficking and all the evil. And you got Stephen Crowder breaking with his investigative unit, another big public school that knew of a leftist plan to kill everybody, so they suppressed it. They just broke that news. It's hitting the news. Student manifesto to carry out the next Columbine hidden from Wisconsin families. We've got young adults are having heart attacks more often. What's causing it? No one knew. Ooh. mRNA vaccine, 19 vaccines caused more death than they helped. Of course they didn't help anybody. That's another lie right there. Inside Donald Trump's incredible cash crunch. 2024 is the new 1984. Oh, boy, is it. Big article there. Oh, yeah. JPMorgan Chase plans massive branch network expansion while small banks implode. There's another big report out in public schools. Children are being given a secret social emotional learning score. But the big news is the Putin interview and everything that ties into. And Biden, I got another clip of Biden right here. I didn't see on the list, but I saw it in my stack. I sent you, Biden. Says, we got to send Ukraine a bunch of money. I'm wearing my Ukraine pin and my Ukraine tie because they're in a lot of trouble. I thought they were invincible. But I got some funny stuff, too. We come right back. Stay with us.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get into the latest developments with Tucker and why it's so important. The huge developments with the border on so many fronts. Biden lying at record levels. We have the proof. And then, of course, Mayorkas not getting impeached because traitorous Republicans voted with the Democrats. And so much more. And a special guest in studio to cover the waterfront, Drew Hernandez, popping in later. He's got incredible footage all by himself on the Mexico-California border. He decided to pivot there, and boy, some dangerous situations he's been in the nighttime, in there with the smugglers, in there at the UN camps. I mean, it's just crazy stuff. In fact, I've told him, I said, maybe you shouldn't go to those places alone at night. I mean, that's just wild.
He's got the illegal alien smugglers in English, like, this is our country, F you, screw America, we're taking you down. I mean, it is just wild stuff. And that's all posted up on Real Alex Jones and Infowars.com as well. But I saw this a couple days ago, and there was so much news I didn't get to it. But, you know, it really is important, because when I posted this on, or I linked to it on my X account, it already had like 15 million views. It got a couple more million views. And I noticed the left was in there defending it, saying, you're bigoted, Mr. Jones, against women because you're making fun of this. Well, it'd be like saying a man can have a baby. It's ridiculous. So, footage from Dubai shows women from Chile's highest-tier police task force attempting to complete in the 2024 UAE SWAT challenge, where they embarrassingly struggled to complete the first obstacle alone and couldn't do it. Now, there are similar obstacle courses that, you know, you can go pay to go on, and I'm not in great shape myself, but I could complete these courses way better than these young women. Or I could certainly complete most of the course. I'd probably have some broken ribs or something by the end of it, but that's because I'm out of shape. I mean, I can still hike 15 miles, 20 miles if I need to. I can still hike up a mountain, but I'm not, you know, certainly good at the type of stuff SWAT teams do. And but watching the women compared to the men was like watching a BB gun versus a 50 caliber rifle. And Hollywood puts out all these movies and this culture where always the toughest person's a woman, and she can beat up 20 men, and the women are all in charge. And all that is to do, all that's designed to do is break down civilization and society. It's not to empower women. It is to break up the family. It is to confuse roles. It is to make women think they can have these type of careers so that they don't go out and have a family, and so that they'll be part of the system. And then it sabotages the human system, and they can bring in AI and robots to replace the post-industrial collapsed human society. That's their official plan. So I'm going to roll you some of the footage here. And it shows the women proudly charging out and then getting the first obstacle, which one woman made it through. And it's like a Laurel and Hardy or Three Stooges episode. I mean, hell, just see it for yourself. For radio listeners, I'll give you a play-by-play.
Vamos.
Here come the women charging up.
Five ladies teams involved in the UAE SWAT challenge this year.
And they grab the little trolley.
Belarus.
Zip lines.
Thailand. Chile. Two
and
teams from the Emirates.
One of them makes it across.
Oh! Oh,
and the others fall in the water.
The first one to get wet in the ice bath today.
And this goes on and on.
And, they are stuck in the middle of that zip line.
Remember, so the leader goes back to try to save them, and then she falls in.
You have to go back to the beginning of the zip line and do it again. And currently, Chile have... three team members stranded.
They don't even know how to rock their body and move forward with their hands.
Of that ice bath. Thankfully, the water will be a little bit warmer than it was.
I mean,
run this morning.
I did this a few years ago with my kids.
Vamos, vamos.
My fat ass can do this. I was sore the next day. But.
Just goes to show you how important momentum is. Oh, three team members in the drink.
And then all of them in the drink.
It's all going horribly wrong. And,
she's got some nice childbearing hips, though.
The violations, the major safety violations for dropping weapons in the water are...
<It's difficult. laughs> And they try again. We need to play Benny Hill music in the background of this.
Retrieve those weapons from the ice bath.
Yeah, they don't even, I guess, can't swim, so they don't know how to go down 5 feet and get their guns.
A couple of occasions today that if that first member does not get across the ice bath and carry that momentum, it forces those behind to stall. And that's when the problems begin. And we saw that, didn't we? It almost happened a little bit earlier on.
We see this all the time in video. Like
talking to the judges at the moment.
Female cop trying to overpower a big man. It's a joke. I mean, until just 20 years ago, if you weren't really strong and a big man and weren't tough, they wouldn't even take you as a man.
All of the equipment. Oh, and of course, the added problem comes with those loops on the zip line. They become wet, hands become wet, everything becomes slippy.
They can't even get to the bottom and get their guns properly.
It's 1.2 meters deep, that pool, and as you can see,
it's not even 5 feet.
It's a little bit of effort to get out once you've gone in.
Oh, you don't have the body strength to push yourself out of a pool?
One quick-thinking member of the BRT team of Chile, realizing that it could take a while to retrieve all of those pieces of kit, is just going down under the water to go.
Well, look out, bad guys. She's coming.
Oh, the disappointment.
Nope, she can't get out of the pool.
Remember, it's not like you and I getting in the water there in our swimmers. These guys and girls here are carrying a lot of kit and equipment, and it weighs you down as soon as you go in that water, and it's even worse if you get wet.
This is the third attempt on the first obstacle of zipline.
Well, they're not giving up.
Well, good for them.
They're not giving up. Vamos. Well, the judges,
they now say they're lowering the standards to be a pilot.
The other team members, they can't.
And you can be mentally ill and fly a passenger plane. How about the women just identify that they won the games? Just say, we identify as the first place winners. And just give them, of course, you watch the film of the men. We should probably pull that up. I saw some of it. They're just charging through it like it's nothing. But you want to see them fail some more? You want this just to keep going on? So they finally just give up? So that's the false reality they want us to sit here and believe in. It's not that women are inferior. They're the other side of the species. They're not designed for that. And are there women in a certain percentage point at the top that are incredible and can compete with some men? Yes. But that is a very, very small percentage of women, and then they can't compete against the best men. They can just compete against mediocre men. And we have the even weirder twist, where all the transgender men go into women's sports, wrestling, everything, and beat the living hell out of women, and then that's okay. In fact, Australia just passed a law. You can identify on your driver's license what your gender is and just switch your gender. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Just broke at Infowars.com. I was asking yesterday on air how long it would take for this to happen. You know, people like Jack Posobiec openly got threatened with people, including that tranny U.S. man who is now the spokesperson for Ukraine, who got relieved from his command, her command, when he was saying, we're going to pay you a visit and we're coming for you, Jack Posobiec. And you know, they've killed a lot of journalists, including one just recently, who they tortured to death in prison, Gonzalo Lira. So now they are threatening the Gonzalo Lira treatment. This is on Infowars.com. Just broke. Tucker Carlson now on Ukraine's kill list for interviewing Putin, Europe's European ally. That Joe Biden has sent hundreds of billions of dollars to is openly targeting the lives of American citizens for simply asking questions. Well, yeah, that's what the Democrats want to do here. Tucker Carlson is now included on Ukraine's kill list in response to interviewing Russian President Vladimir Putin that airs tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Central. And by the way, I'm just going to announce this now. I'm doing a special emergency broadcast. Tucker wants this free into the world. So as soon as the interview goes live tomorrow night, at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, we will air the interview, and then we will have commentary after. So I'll go live at 6:30 tomorrow night, right after the War Room, and then I will give some commentary. I will stream it out on our network and our system. We will air the Putin interview. And then we will take questions and comments afterwards, because this is historic. And Tucker Carlson's risked his life. The kill list is believed to be the product of the Ukraine Center for Countering Disinformation. It appears to have added Carlson Tuesday, shortly after he confirmed securing interview with Putin. What pro-democracy folks they are. The Ukraine kill list was created by President Zelensky himself with the backing of the American CIA and NATO itself. That's alarming given the kill list includes names of American citizens and citizens on NATO countries. As it turns out, the covert kill list website is the product of the Ukraine regime, effectively funded by the CIA, amongst others, and is hosted by NATO's David Miller and Mint Press News reported last May. One extraordinary thing is that many American citizens, including ex-military and intelligence operatives, are included, as well as a significant number of citizens of NATO member countries. Perhaps the most remarkable element of the NATO has hosted the site and a collection of affiliated websites on its servers in Brussels. So what they do over there, they want to do here. They don't want to just stop at censorship. Hell, they push a vaccine that causes incredible amounts of cancer and heart attacks. I mean, of course they did. It's totally innocent people they want to kill. Of course they want to kill those of us that don't want World War III. Keep in mind, this is a nation the Joe Biden regime has sent and is still demanding we send hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars to, one that targets U.S. citizens who don't adhere to the official narrative. Ukraine is the only nation fuming over Carlson's interview with Putin. The European Union is also melting down, threatening to impose sanctions on Tucker, which would bar him from visiting the continent or more. Putin is a war criminal, and the EU sanctions all who assist him in that effort. It seems logical for the External Action Service examine his case as well, said Belgian Prime Minister, and it goes on from there. Big article. I only read the first two pages. It's like five pages long. It's on InfoWars.com right now. And we've just posted it on X, formerly Twitter, so I hope you share that, and I hope you support Tucker Carlson. But as I said yesterday, right during this segment, at the end of the first hour, he's risking his life. Make no mistake, this is serious business. Wow. Elon Musk has commented on members of the EU Parliament and the EU government saying they want him barred from Europe. Elon Musk said, if true, this would be disturbing indeed. It's now official. It is true. One may agree with Tucker or not, but he is a major American journalist, and such an action would greatly offend the American people. Well, the interview airs tomorrow night, 1800 Washington time. And we will be here covering it live at InfoWars.com/show and on video and on our radio and TV stations across the country that pick up our transmissions. All right, here's what I want to do. I've got a couple clips here that I want to air, and I want to talk about what you can really expect in this Tucker interview that's got them so scared. So get the clip of Putin, please. A year and a half ago, saying he's been warning the world about U.S. creating biological weapons in Ukraine and other areas. And, of course, that's come out that that is true. Victoria Nuland, who really is the president of the dictatorship there, her puppet is the penis piano player, Zelensky. And she came out in front of Congress and admitted, yeah, we have bioweapon labs there, months after they denied it. So how would you like it if Russia was in Canada building bioweapon labs? Again, I'm just saying. Here's Putin.
Ukraine, there was a network of dozens of laboratories led by and financially supported by Pentagon, and they were carrying out military biological programs. They were experimenting with the strains of coronavirus, anthrax, cholera, African pig plague, and other deathly, lethal pathogens, and now they are trying to mop up the evidence of this program. But we have every reason to believe that next to Russia, in Ukraine, next to Russian borders, they were basically creating components for a biological weapon. And our numerous warns that such developments have poses direct threat to the safety of Russia, they were rejected by Ukraine and by their patrons from the U.S. And they did it in a very brazen way.
That's why they fear Putin. And Tucker told me it was an amazing interview, over 2 hours, and that he's just super excited. But just pull back for a minute and let it sink in for a second that we are so used to tyranny now. That where is the media, where are journalists standing up for their own profession, saying this is a long tradition, and this is a good thing he's done, regardless, we should hear from all sides. Remember Osama bin Laden, number 9/11, they played all the videos of him talking about why he did it. Of course, he was really CIA putting out propaganda. It wasn't what really happened, if you know the whole story, but everybody goes to interview Saddam Hussein, Ayatollah Khomeini. Hitler was interviewed during World War II. They'd show Hitler speeches and newsreels at the movie theaters. People wanted, Americans were like, here's what Hitler's saying. Because we were Americans. We got to hear what the other side was saying. When you're not allowed to hear what the other side's saying, you got a big problem. And you can point at Russia and say they've got some controls and censorship too. But the West has far surpassed that now and can't point their finger at Russia and say, oh, look, you're the bad guys. Because who the Russians ban is foreign-funded groups. So the CIA turns around and says, well, we'll just ban all the groups in America that aren't for World War III, and we'll claim you all work for Russia. Just one problem. I don't. Tucker Carlson doesn't. Tucker Carlson wants all the big interviews. You got Kevin Spacey. That's what Tucker Carlson does. You got Alex Jones. Not supposed to interview Alex Jones? Interview Alex Jones. Interview Elon Musk. Interview interesting people. That's what he went to journalism school for, was to be an interviewer. That's what he wanted to be when he was a little boy. And now he's interviewing Vladimir Putin, and they're crapping all over themselves. I'm going to go to break, bring in a special guest, talk about the border situation, what's happening with Russia and more. Please remember, we're listener-supported. We have amazing products you really need. We've got to end this sale any day now. The Real Red Pill Plus, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. In fact, I think it ends today, so it's still up there as of right now. Incredible products. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus are amazing. They synergistically work together to clean out your cells, give you incredible energy, rejuvenate your whole body. They really are flagship products. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, please get a Team Humanity shirt or a new Gadsden Come and Take It Snake 1776 combo shirt. It's got a really original cool symbols all mixed together there. A lot of classic symbols originally mixed together, I should say, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps us on air. I want to thank you all for standing with free speech, standing with America, and standing with InfoWars. Please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with our number 2, 3, and 4. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.